watched the game the other night? What'd you think?
Which one? I watched all of them.
That's what we care about now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a good football team we're facing. You know, they do a lot of things well. I think they're, you know, playing their best football now, and that's what you want to do. We definitely have our work cut out for us. We have a lot of respect for this football team. They're tough, physical. You know, they play the game the way it's supposed to be played. So we definitely have a lot of respect for that.
Rich, you play every game at 100%. You play every game at a high level. So from a semantic standpoint, how is it possible for you guys to step up when you're already playing at a high level for the playoffs?
Well, you know, it's just one game. You know, it's one game. And, you know, for me, I mean, I enjoy the regular season, but, I mean, I love the postseason. I mean, if you can always fast forward until this time, that's what you want to do. But, you know, obviously you want to get a lot of work throughout the year to, you know, prepare yourself for these type of moments.
Say you love the regular season, but this regular season was a magical one. How hard is it to push all those personal and individual team accolades aside for a season?
Well, I mean, I think nothing's really changed for us. I think, you know, we still look at this as one game at a time. You know, everyone started in this race at the same point. You know, no one has a huge advantage or et cetera. You know, we're all at the bottom of the mountain climbing up, so – you know, they've won one game so far, and, you know, this will be our first test coming this weekend. So we'll be ready to go come Saturday night.
You say they're physical. What exactly does that mean? How do you become a really physical team?
Well, they play the game the way, you know, we like to play the game. They can stop the run. They can run the football. They can put pressure on you on the passer. They do a lot of things well. You know, they take that, you know, mentality from their coach, and they have a lot of good players that can do that. So, you know, you look at Fred Taylor, he's like wine. He gets better with age, and I have a lot of respect for him. You know, we can be in the right places, but I think it's going to be key for us to make the plays this week, you know, because there's been times throughout this year where we've probably been there and didn't make the tackles, and you know, this week we're definitely going to have to make those tackles because we can be in the places, but they do such a good job of making guys miss when they're in the hole and breaking a lot of tackles and, you know, giving a lot of different moves. So and then it's a 1-2 punch. So, you know, it's a great test for us, and, you know, we're looking forward to this matchup.
To step up your own physicality?
No, I think we bring that same type of mentality to the game. So, you know, I don't think no one's going to come in here and push us around by no stretch.
Are those two backs different?
Say again. I mean, well, they do. I mean, they all have. They both have different qualities. You know, Drew is a, you know, little short bowling ball type guy that runs hard, and you know, Fred Taylor, he's shifty in the hole. He brings a lot of power. He has the speed to give that home run hit, and you know, so you know, they both do a really good job. They both bring different dimensions. So we have to understand who's in the game, and. You know, it's going to be up to our front seven to really shut down this running game.
How much can you take from last year's game against them, or is it pretty much mindless league clean?
Yes, you know, they do a lot of things well, but, you know, last year, that's last year. I don't think, you know, we can take a whole lot from that, you know. You know, that's in the past for us.
One of the things you've got going for you guys, experience in playoff games, because one of the guys was talking about relaxing during a playoff game, and that's what comes to preparation, and that hard to do?
Well, I mean, for me personally, I just try to simplify the game, and I think that's what everyone has to do. I think you can't really look at just the magnitude of the game. I think you have to, you know, enjoy these opportunities, enjoy these moments because they don't come by very often, and just take care of your responsibility, and hopefully the guy beside you will take care of his, and have fun while you're doing it. You know, it's the playoffs. This is what it's all about, and you know, hopefully everybody can do their job to give our team opportunity to win.
Richard Garrard is playing better, but that being said, how important still is it to make him beat you and to make them one-dimensional?
You know, well, obviously, for us defensively, it's going to be imperative for us to shut down this running game, and you know, they do a really good job of running the football, and then, you know, Garrard does a good job of making plays and not turning the ball over, And, you know, so they're a good football team. I think, you know, it's the reason why they're in the playoffs. And, you know, because they're one of the best teams in the AFC. And they've proven that throughout the year. And, you know, they're coming into a hostile environment this weekend. And I know our fans and our crowd will be ready to go, and we will too.
They're hostile? Come on.
They can be very hostile at times. Yep. Yep. When we need them, guys, they're there. That's the only thing that matters. When we need them, they're there.
Speaking of Foxborough, how much pride do you guys take in playing in a place like this? Because you're a very successful team here at Foxborough.
Yeah, you know, it's always great when you can play at home. You don't have to travel. You know, just some of the small things that throughout the week that can be overlooked. You know, I think always playing in front of your home crowd where, you know, we always have a sellout, you know, so – but, you know, I think what's going to be more important is how we play on Sunday. So I think – well, Saturday. So I think we have to do a good job throughout the week of preparing. You know, we haven't played this football team this season. So do a good job of understanding their personnel and what they bring to the table. And, you know, it's a great time of year.